Hey, Year One listeners. I really hope you enjoyed following Jenna's journey over the course of her first year in the classroom. My name is Janet Irwin, and I'm the Vice President of Marketing at Carnegie Learning and a producer of the Year One podcast. I'm here to bring you a special bonus episode where my colleague, Chief Services Officer Casey Bratcher, and I had the opportunity to sit down with Jenna to reflect on her first year teaching. We interviewed her at our annual professional learning event, the National Institute, or as we like to call it, TNI. Jenna attended TNI in Miami Beach with hundreds of other educators for an unforgettable experience of collaboration, inspiration, and hands-on professional learning to set her up for success ahead of her second year in the classroom. With that, here's our conversation with Jenna at TNI, where she gets raw about her first year, the podcast, and more. Well, let's just start by getting to know you a little bit. Why did you want to become a teacher?
So for those of you that don't know, I'm Jenna. I just finished up my first year of teaching. I taught third grade. I'm from Indiana. And I wanted to be a teacher for a lot of different reasons. I was one of those kids that like grew up always knowing that I wanted to be a teacher. My mom was a teacher growing up. She taught third grade. And then as I was growing up, she also taught preschool for 16 years. I could never. Props to her. But yeah, I wanted to be like her. And then also school was just kind of like the safe place for me growing up. I loved being there and I loved helping my teachers that I had growing up. So yeah, I just really wanted to be that role model, that like adult that shows up for those kids every single day, no matter what happens outside of the school walls.
Yeah. And the dream came true, right? You got your teaching job last year. So why did you want to share your story with everyone your first year?
So I wanted to share my story with everyone, partially kind of selfishly. I wanted to document it myself so I could go back and, you know, remember all the funny stories and the ups and downs. But also I feel like in this day and age, it is a lot of teaching kind of has this like facade around it. I wanted to break that facade of like, it's not all just cute little Pinterest boards and like lesson plans you find on TikTok. It's not all that. There's definitely like hard work and rigor that happens behind those closed walls. So as a first year, I just kind of wanted to break that down for everyone and show the reality of it, I guess, share that with everyone.
So what are some of the key lessons that you learned from your first year?
This podcast has honestly really helped me realize that it is so important for teachers to constantly be reflecting on their every single day. Because we as educators don't learn or grow unless we are reflecting on what went well in the classroom and what didn't go well in the classroom. So that was really something that I was very grateful for this year, building that reflection time in. So yeah, that's probably the biggest thing that I've learned about myself as an educator through doing this podcast and really taking the time to just sit back and revisit all of the crazy stories and the ups and downs of everything, because the first year is chaos. You all know that. You've been through the first
every year is a little chaos.
Chaos the first year.
Figuring it out as I went on.
Yeah, it sounds like the podcast has given you this like extra ability to stop, pause, reflect, and think about like, what happened today? Why was that chaos? Or why was that?
Yeah. And honestly, it helped me learn more about my students, because like, as I was reflecting on myself, I was like finding patterns with students or finding patterns in routines. Like I found myself talking about the same things that were frustrating throughout my school day, or like the same types of things that I was like, oh, that went really well in my classroom today or this week. So I not only was like reflecting on myself, but it really helped me understand my students more. Cause like in elementary, you're with the same 20 something students all day, every day. So you know them like the back of your hand. Yeah.
Yeah. TNI is a place where we're so glad to have you, but it's also a place where we want you to continue to have those sort of reflection moments outside of the normal school day as well.
Totally.
And we know professional learning is a huge role, and teachers never get enough of really great professional learning, which is what we're trying to do. I'm wondering, what role has professional development played in your journey so far in year one?
As a first year teacher, like the professional development that my school provided obviously taught me a lot of things, but also it provided reassurance for me as a first year teacher. Like we would have these PD sessions going over something, no matter what it was, and I could sit and listen and reflect on that and be like, oh, I'm doing that right. I'm doing what she just told me that I should be doing. I'm doing the right thing. Yeah, like I'm good. I'm on the right track. Or they would be describing something or showing us a different way. And I'd be like, oh, so that's how you wanted me to do that. Or like, oh, I can totally make that switch.
Yeah.
So it not only taught me a lot, but it also like helped reassured me as a first year teacher. Because you're locked in the classroom with your students all day. And unless you're getting observed, you really get no feedback from someone who's on the same level as you. So that's really the only opportunity that I got to have that feedback.
That's awesome. I love that you spun professional learning as also an opportunity to affirm that what you are doing is what is best for kids too. It isn't just about you're doing it wrong. You need to learn new things. You're not good enough. It's about reflecting and affirmation and all that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Wondering, you've been at TNI for a day and a half, 2 days, I guess, almost.
Yeah.
We're running up on that. How has that experience been? What are you learning here?
It's been a blast so far. Like I said, this is my first like professional development outside of my own school system. So my favorite part about it so far is being able to like pick the different breakout sessions. Because when you're like, you know, at your school that you work at, you don't really get that choice. It's just, oh, you're coming to this meeting, you're learning this specific topic. But really like curating my own experience here has been one of my favorite things. Oh. And seeing familiar faces in the meantime, like I can already pick out some people and I'm like, oh, I've been to this one with them. Oh, I was just at this one with them and now I'm at another one. So
you made friends too.
Yes. Shout out Table 39.
Table 39.
My son's back there.
Dennis friends. I love it. How do you feel like, is there something concrete that you already are like, oh, I'm totally going to do that differently next year that you learned at TNI, or anything like any concrete takeaway that you know, oh, this is for sure going to be?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that's stuck with me so far, and maybe it's just because it was like made a big deal that first day on our very first welcome in, but just making sure the students can like see it before they're supposed to understand it. That's kind of been a theme throughout every single one of my breakout sessions so far. Obviously, I'm elementary area right now. So a lot of my sessions have been more of like how to engage the elementary students. And like I went to the Fractions Fiesta one where we did a lot of manipulatives and stuff like that. So that's really been like the arc throughout my journey so far. Is like, no, we have to lay it out for the students before we set those expectations for them.
I love it.
I keep hearing about the Fractions Fiesta.
Oh, it was so fun.
That's a really good one.
And it sounds like it's connecting to all of Amy's doing the math stuff, which is all about making things visible for kids, helping kids making things visible for them too. Cool. You mentioned friends. How's your experience been connecting with other people outside of your school? Are you the only person here from your school district?
Yes.
So you are, as we like to call, a TNI single. Any other TNI singles out there? You're the only one here from your district. Oh, there's some hands waving around. All right.
Good singles.
So how does that feel? That can be scary, I imagine. And
yeah.
What's been the experience like getting to know other folks and making, you know, new colleagues, I guess.
Yeah.
New colleagues.
Honestly, it was a little scary at first, being like, I'm walking into this big building. I don't know anybody. I'm probably the youngest one here. I'm going to get up on stage and pretend like I know what I'm talking about when everyone else has been teaching for so much longer than I have. So I was intimidated at first. But like, as I said before, like seeing those familiar faces throughout the conference helps a lot. And also something that I've realized as the days have gone on is that like, we're all educators. We're all here for the same purpose. And it's crazy to think that like we all come from our own backgrounds and our own schools, but we all have like shared experiences. We have so much in common. We're all connecting on so many different levels, even though I'm talking from my third grade perspective and I'm talking to someone who teaches Algebra 2 in high school. Like we're connecting on so many things, even though we live in such vastly different places in the country and just we come from.
And that's what the podcast is all about, right?
I know.
We want to share that story and have, you know, people feel like, oh, yeah, I remember that, or I'm going through that same thing and feel like they're not alone. So I have one more question for you. What do you wish someone told you before you started your first year?
A lot of people told me a lot of things. I have a very strong support system.
Yes,
so
that's around it's you, right?
It's wonderful.
You have a lot of advice.
Especially with my mom being a teacher. She gave me the lowdown on everything. But not necessarily what I wish someone told me, but things that I wish would have resonated with me more. One of the biggest things that I learned throughout my first couple months of teaching, if I'm being honest, if not weeks, was that it's okay to ask for help. Like It's okay to ask for help.
Oh, yes.
yes, I have a degree and I need to believe in myself, but also like when you're a first year teacher, you're learning how the school works as well as how you are still becoming a teacher in your own shoes. So just kind of putting that pride aside and being like, yes, I know how to do this, but it's okay to put that to the side right now and say, hey, how would you do this? Because results aren't happening in my room. Or, hey, I thought I was going to lose my mind today because my kids were insane.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for that? Like, just putting my pride to the side and breaking down a little bit and saying, hey, I need some help. I'll take it in any direction I can get it.
I love it.
I love that advice. I kind of want to hear from you guys. Does anyone want to tell me what you wish you told yourself or what someone would tell you before you started your first year teaching? What would you tell your first year teacher self?
Okay, my advice for first year me would have been go home earlier.
Yeah.
Go home earlier.
Love it.
Yeah.
I found myself sleeping in more and more as the year went on. I would like get there before contract hours and then come like February, March, I was like rolling up right on time. And
I'd give
myself a pat on the back for that progress.
Yeah.
Make sure you always do the math, but then also make sure that you make time for yourself.
That's right.
Do the math, but make time for yourself.
Yes.
I like it. That's great, too.
We got some over here.
Oh, there's another one.
Hi. I think a piece of advice that I've learned, I just completed my first year as well. So
congrats.
Thank you. First piece of advice is just to believe in your capabilities as an educator. We all suffer from imposter syndrome from time to time. So believe in yourself and know that you are there for a purpose and for a reason. So congratulations.
Aww. Thanks, you too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Believe in yourself. I love it.
Love it.
Anybody else?
I also want to share.
I think if I could go back and give my first year teacher any advice, my first year self a piece of advice, it would be you don't have to grade every single thing you give to students. And I learned that from the one and only Amy Jones Lewis, who walked in my classroom one day and saw the stack of papers. And I was like, I've got to grade those. And she picked them up and threw them in the trash and said, but do you really? Don't you already know how kids did on that? Like, you don't have to grade all of them. There needs to be some, but you don't have, like, quit overdoing it. And I really appreciated that. It was almost like a freedom.
Right.
Yeah. Anybody else? Final one?
Oh, we got another one.
Can I say advice I would not follow that I got a lot as a first year teacher, which was don't smile until October. And I said, my students need lots of smiles. So I did not follow that. So smile at your kids.
A lot. Over smile. I love it. Thanks, Caitlin.
Love it. Well, thank you, Jenna, for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Year One Feed. For additional exclusive content, free teaching resources, and more, visit yearonepodcast.com. And stick around as we release more bonus content and teacher stories later this year. And for anyone interested in experiencing the magic of TNI for yourself, registration is open. You can find out more by going to carnegielearning.com/TNI.